Today on Compassion Radio.
Well, I just feel all of us, like we're in this relay race. And so we hand the baton off. And maybe like that newsletter or that form of communication, whether it's a phone call or a text, that's the baton. Mm-hmm. That we're handing a piece of me to a piece of you. And we are all connected, so we carry it on. But the problem is too many of us are just running and not handing the baton off. And it's like, no, we were never meant to just run it alone. We are in a relay. We are supposed to have four of us, you know, for a relay race, mm-hmm. doing this as a team together.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram spends time with people who live their lives in a missional way. Today, Bram's wife Sandy connects with Amy Young of Velvet Ashes, a ministry whose purpose is to connect the hearts of women who are separated by geography but bound together by a life of serving overseas. Amy and her team are uniquely qualified to serve as mentors to these women because they themselves have lived that life and have learned what it takes to thrive in it. This is Frank Montenegro, and here's Sandy with the final part of that conversation.
I want to go back to these connection groups, too, because I'm looking here at the website again. Is this something that you do throughout the year? Like, I see one that says, for moms with adopted children, anyone on the field, reentry of your passport country. I mean, just all those kinds of different issues that women are facing out there.
Yep. Every year it kind of varies depending on when holidays fall, Easter or Thanksgiving, that kind of stuff. But so what those are is that facilitator has sort of said in this group. So like you notice maybe one of the groups was my husband's thriving and I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's women signing up who, my husband is loving life right now, but this, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not thriving. I'm not enjoying this. But I also then want to be supportive of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be the reason we have to move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or moms of young kids. Because, again, being on the mission field, and for anyone, anywhere in life, each stage is different.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you have young kids and you're at home, figuring out schooling needs as your kids get older. If you're single and beginning to age mm-hmm. on the field. Some of the groups are just open for anyone. It'd just sort of be like, hey, these six people signed up, and we just trust the Holy Spirit in bringing the groups together. And then some are around a commonality. We're all mothers of young children.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're all mothers who've adopted. We're all dealing with reentry.
So these groups are set up, you go and you sign up for these groups, and then you join a specific group for a period of time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we open registration, people sign up for the groups, and then registration is closed. And as you saw on the website, this past spring, we had 38 different small groups
mm-hmm.
with 250 women in small groups scattered around the world.
That is so amazing. I love that. I love that. So I'm going to say to our listeners, if you know someone that is on the field, a missionary
mm-hmm.
family
yeah.
that is on a field, a woman that is serving overseas somewhere, get them connected to Velvet Ashes so they can look into these groups and become a part of an online community that will help them just be encouraged and be heard and be part of a team, a part of a group that they can just glean so much treasure from, I think. It seems like these women are just so eager to pour into each other, which is such a beautiful
yeah.
thing.
It is.
Yeah. So that's a great resource.
For your listeners to know, everything is free, except we do charge a small fee for the retreat
mm-hmm.
for two reasons. One, it costs money to make the retreat,
sure.
to do all the filming.
Yeah.
And two, we just feel if people pay a little bit, they're a little bit more invested.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a scholarship fund if mm-hmm. someone cannot afford it. But the retreat, the early bird fee will be $10. Mm-hmm. And then the fee for the retreat is
$15. Mm-hmm.
And then if it's a past retreat, $25. So mm-hmm. we don't want price to be a reason. But mm-hmm. other than that, everything at Velvet Ashes is free. So please do share the word.
And I also notice on there for our listeners, if you would like to gift a retreat to someone serving overseas, there's a place that you can do that as well. If you want to just donate to Velvet Ashes and say, hey, I want some gal overseas that is serving that maybe not be able to afford to do one of these retreats, I want to pay for her to do that. There's a place to do that on the website as well.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
So that's important too. That I think because I just want to reiterate too that this is not this retreat or these Velvet Ashes resources are not necessarily available or not for the women here, for us that are living here in the States, that are going to a church and have a church body that we can connect with a women's group or something like that. It's primarily for women serving overseas to give them some sort of community. So if we can support that, even if I have a women's group at your church that would love to support one of these retreats, a group of women to go to a retreat like this, this would be a great way to do that as well. Just get your women's group together at your church and support a team.
We've had mission committees or mission teams or a group of women say, we're going to pay for all of the missionaries from our church to go to the retreat. Mm-hmm. And have gifted the retreat as a way to support and just show love and care. Mm-hmm. And a few have even said, hey, here's an extra $100 to go get a hotel. Mm-hmm. So wherever you are, a motel, you can go do the retreat, not just, you know, sitting on your bed, which is fine, but that it also then feels retreaty to that woman as a gift. So there's so many ways you can support your friends or just missionaries your church supports in small ways that lets them feel loved and valued and not just forgotten or over there or, oh, they're the branch of missions for our church. No, we're all the body of Christ together.
Right, right. It helps them continue to feel connected to the people that are supporting them as well, I think.
Yes.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us. Here's a word from Bram.
Friends, even after being at this job for over a decade, it still amazes me when I hear a Compassion Radio partner say, I've never heard that before. I know it shouldn't surprise me, for our mission is all about bringing you the story of what God's hand is doing around the world. I guess it's just that having been out there so many times and seeing it for myself, it's kind of hard to remember that God's amazing work remains hidden behind a massive wall of mainstream media, which doesn't seem to care much for stories of spiritual transformation, renewal, and certainly not about struggle against evil. Yet it's this hidden world that we bring you on each and every Compassion Radio broadcast. Thank you so much for standing with us and making this broadcast possible through your generous financial gifts and your brave prayers on our behalf. Let us know what God brought to your heart today through this broadcast. We'd love to hear from you.
If you'd like to partner with Compassion Radio, you can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com. If you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859.
May we be a shining light to the nation. A shining light to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world sees the glory of your name. May your pure light shine through us. May we bring a word of hope to the nations.
Your will We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
So I'm going to turn the corner a little bit with you, Amy, because I know something about you that our listeners don't know. You are also a writer, a really great writer, and you've written several books, but you have a pretty new book right now, and I want to talk about that a little bit. And one of your passions, if I remember correctly from meeting you in Costa Rica, is you are really passionate about helping missionaries communicate with the outside world, basically.
Yes.
And I want to talk about that. So tell us the title of your newest book and how that has kind of expanded your ministry in a, maybe a different direction, even than Velvet Ashes does.
Yes. So the book you're referring to is called All the News That's Fit to Tell and How to Tell It, A How to Write Christian Newsletters. And it is based on the fact that, as I mentioned, I have been in full-time ministry now for over 20 years and have written monthly newsletters for over 20 years. And I loved it. I loved writing to my supporters and telling stories and helping them visualize my life and pray for me. And you can even hear it in my voice. I just get so excited. I love it. I know. I'm just like, Amy, calm down. Well, it turned out when I would talk to my fellow coworkers, I was weird.
They thought you're crazy.
Most of them, I know. Most of them were like, oh, I haven't written a newsletter in like 8 months. I have to do one. And I was like, wait, what? I do them every month and I love it. And then I did, as you said, wrote two other books. Well, as I wrote books, I kind of got into this writer's world. So reading books on writing, going to conferences, learning about writing. And all of a sudden, I realized, I said, I felt like I was walking around with lettuce on my tooth for my newsletters. There were all of these things related to writing that I could have easily tweaked or changed. They were small little adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
But because I didn't think of myself as a writer, I was an English teacher living in China, a Christian English teacher living in China, who wrote newsletters. And so there was no material packaged for non-writers about writing, for people who don't think of themselves as writers, but actually in their, you know, in their job or their calling, they are needing to write, whether it's newsletters or updates on Facebook. There's just lots of little writing in our world, but I don't think many of us think of ourselves as writers. So I was like, well, let me take all these things I learned over here and package them in this book, All the News That's Fit to Tell, that's geared towards writing newsletters, geared towards improving you as a writer, and geared towards helping you lower the bar so there's less anxiety, fear, shame, dread around newsletter writing. And you see it as this beautiful way to connect and to not make it so big, but to go, you know what, people read newsletters once or twice, no offense, and, you know, delete or throw them away. I know I do, but I'm just happy to hear from someone.
Yeah.
We're not writing masterpieces for writing newsletters. Like, and
Well, and probably it becomes a drudgery because, oh, I have to do this because I'm raising support or I have supporters that they really need to know. And I remember in Costa Rica hearing one of the gals, and maybe I was eavesdropping a little bit on a conversation that you were having with them, but I think we were having lunch together or something. And she made the comment of, well, nobody cares what I'm doing here anyway. And I thought, wow, that is so this disappointing to hear that because, for one, it's probably not really true, but she's somehow bought into that belief that nobody really remembers her or what she's doing overseas.
Right.
And I think you really, I loved your response because you said they don't, maybe they don't care or you think they don't care because they don't know what's really going on and you need to tell them. And I thought, you know, that's true in all of our lives when we get to a point of nobody really cares what's going on with me. Maybe it's because we're not really communicating what's going on with us and what we're doing for the kingdom or what the Lord is doing in us. And so I thought that was a really special way that you connected with this gal. And I kind of, I mean, hopefully the light went on in her mind that maybe she was, I don't want to say part of the problem, but maybe she had not communicated in a way that she would getting the response that she wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just feel all of us, like, we're in this relay race. And so we hand the baton off. And maybe, like, that newsletter or that form of communication, whether it's a phone call or a text, that's the baton. Mm-hmm. That we're handing a piece of me to a piece of you. And we are all connected, so we carry it on. But the problem is too many of us are just running and not handing the baton off. And it's like, no, we were never meant to just run it alone. We are in a relay. We are supposed to have four of us, you know, for a relay race, mm-hmm. doing this as a team together. And too many of us are running just solo when mm-hmm. God is like, but you're running a relay solo.
You're going to wear
no
out.
No wonder. You're going to wear out. And it's so much more fun in a group. Like, mm-hmm. I love team sports. It's so much more fun to high-five someone. Right. Or like, you know, that knowing smile across the room. You're like, yeah, you know. And that's, newsletters can even communicate inside jokes. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you can create your own vocabulary and inside jokes and that little news, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just think we miss out on so much because we don't share more.
Right. Well,
I just want people to love connecting and sharing. That's my heart. I want people to love being in relationship with each other.
Well, and that's evident in the way you talk about it. You can really hear that in your voice, that's something you're very passionate about. So that's another good resource for church members that might have people they know serving overseas, this book of Amy's. Amy, tell us the title of the book one more time.
All the News That's Fit to Tell and How to Tell It.
Okay.
What might be easier, just dear listener, is go to Amazon and my name is easier, Amy Young,
okay.
AMY YOUNG. And then all the books, Amazon links all the books on the same page.
Okay.
So that's easier to remember.
You came up with a really, really descriptive title, but it's really long, right?
I know.
So, Amy, let me ask you this. What else about Velvet Ashes have I not asked you that our listeners need to know about?
What you have not asked that our listeners need to know is that a lot of missionaries are far lonelier and isolated than you probably realize. Mm. And so let them know about Velvet Ashes, but also reach out. Just send an email. And I will also say, if you get an email newsletter from a missionary, hit reply and write one sentence. Mm. Wow, that was so interesting, praying for you.
Mm.
If the amount of missionaries who write newsletters and then never hear from anybody. So you do wonder, am I just yelling down into a canyon, you know? And all it takes, I think you read a long newsletter and you feel like, oh, I've got to write a long thing back. Mm-hmm. Nope. Hit reply, say, oh, you know, thank you so much, praying for you. Or even something simple. Oh, it was so hot today and it made me think, you know, of you in wherever, Mozambique.
Right.
Love you. You know, I mean, that for all of us, lower the bar. It does not have to be brilliant or deep, but it just could be something small that's genuine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's a beautiful way to put it. Small and genuine.
Yeah.
I think that hits the mark right there.
Yeah.
Well, Amy Young, it has been a joy to connect with you again. And sometime we're going to connect again on the field and get to spend some time.
I
look forward to that. We had a great time in Costa Rica.
We did.
But if I could ask you, Amy, would you just pray for our listeners as we close out this program and just pray what's on your heart for them? But I would just say, you know, help us to be aware of those that are serving overseas and help us to be able to connect with them in the simple ways that you've been describing to us. Would you do that for me today?
I would be happy to. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
God, we thank you that even in your very essence, you are the triune God, your Father, Son, and Spirit. And you show how we are made for community and we are made to share your love and to your hope with others. So, Father, as we think of the different missionaries that we know overseas that you've brought to our minds as we've listened to this, radio broadcast. God, right now we just pause in our spirits and we think of them, and we pray for their ministries. We pray for their marriages, their home life, their language learning, their connection with you. We pray for the organizations they're a part of. We pray for their support raising, all of the different aspects that are related to being a missionary on the field. God, thank you that you love the local people that they're called to, that you love all of your children all over the whole world. And so you take this one child wherever from Kansas, and you call him or her to Africa, and you take another child from Idaho, and you call him or her to South America, and that you just love and move your children around the world to love each other in your name. And so, God, help us not to forget your servants around the world. Help us not to idealize or romanticize or put their lives up on a pedestal, but to see how much they love you and how they're working and serving and living in some places very challenging situations for you, God. Help us to know how to love them and support them and walk with them and be changed by them, by the stories they share. And God, if even listening to this broadcast, you're moving someone and you're speaking to her now and you're calling her, Lord, we just pray for her that you would help her to get ready to go, and to, if she needs to sell things or get more educated or get her finances in order, his or her, God, that you would just do that. Thank you again that you are living and active and breathing, and you care, you see us. We are not mere pawns in your hand. This is not a game to you, but this is a deeply personal, beautiful relationship. And like the velvet ash tree, you do want us to thrive in the deserts that our lives can sometimes be, in the lush, gorgeous jungles and fields that our lives can be, that you are a God who is for us. And we're so grateful for you, God. Thank you so much. In your son's beautiful, precious, strong, all-encompassing name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you again, Amy Young with Velvet Ashes, for joining us on Compassion Radio. I am excited for our listeners to hear this and hopefully get involved and support your ministry.
Well, thank you so much, Sandy. I love talking. It's been a great story for me.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Again, Amy Young with Velvet Ashes. Thank you for joining us on Compassion Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. If you missed anything today, well, you can listen again anytime. Just open up your browser on your computer or smartphone or even your tablet and go to CompassionRadio.com. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you liked what you heard, please consider supporting Compassion Radio. First, with your prayers. You know, when you pray for us, God increases the effectiveness of this ministry by empowering the Compassion Radio team for service and by opening doors of opportunity for us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And now second, would you please share this broadcast with a friend or a loved one? This is going to help us reach as many people as possible with the important work God is doing in the lives of those who live in a missional way. And really, that's all of us, you and I. Finally, please consider supporting this ministry financially. You can give a one-time gift, a semi-regular gift, or you can become a Compassion Radio Vision Team member. And that means a regular monthly gift for the amount of your choosing. You know, this ministry is 100% listener-supported, and that means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. You can support Compassion Radio right now by calling 800-868-2478 or by visiting CompassionRadio.com. That's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION to 53445. And of course, you can always mail your gift to Compassion Radio at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen, spend a little time with us. Be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ventures Incorporated and your generous financial support.